Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 wean calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Live cattle futures day finished fairly quietly here with the June's up a nickel at 115.35. The August were down 40 here at 118.42. But those contracts remain below the 20 and 50 day moving average. Even though the market, especially the live cattle, rallied from the 1st of May up till about three trading days ago, they rallied about $7. Well, they've given more than half of that back. And it's kind of a shock that the live cattle have not rallied given the fact that the boxed beef prices are so high. Boxed beef prices today at midday on choice were up $2.10 at $3.1904. So $319. That's over $100. It was around $220 and $210 for months, and now it's $319. So it's gone up a bunch, and live cattle have essentially stayed the same price and even gotten weaker in some cases. Choice was up $4.17 at midday at $297.36. And then the feeder cattle futures market was up 37 in May today. We got about 10 days left. It was 137.98. Currently, the feeder cattle index is 133.90, so it's coming up. It was around 130 last week, so it's rallied quite a bit. August feeders were up $1.60 at 152.75. And the August is above the 20 and 50 day moving average, so there's a little bit of strength there. They 2 days ago, they went up to 154, so that's the next resistance.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Well, the grain futures were all over the place. Last night we started off the night under pressure, but they've come back some. July corn was up 8.25 cents at 6.52. September up 2. December, on the other hand, down 5.75. So some of those old crop, new crop spreads are on the move. The July D's corn spread was up 14 at $1.15. The September D's was up 8 at 28.5 cents. So a lot of people in the southern plains or the southern corn growing regions like Louisiana in the southeast, they can hit that September time frame. And so they have an incentive to harvest a little earlier and sell it against September rather than waiting the D's to D's, because that market is inverted with the September about 28 cents over D's. Now, the bean market was up a penny in July at 15.87. The November beans down 6 at 13.94¾. The wheats were down about 5 cents with July Kansas City at $6.53. And in today's cotton futures were down 11 in July, but December up 49 at 81.71. Of course, a lot of rainfall in the southern plains and even some areas of West Texas should benefit the crop. And I think that's why we've seen the pressure in the cotton futures over the last 3 or 4 days. The low back in March was all the way down around 75 or 76. So we still got some room to go to meet those lows.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk for loss, and it'll be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.